Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. It's just so bad. Oh my
God. Hey, folks.
Good morning. Good morning. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to The Happiest of Hours with Mox & Cox. I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. I'm Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
How are you?
Well, I'm not real sure. So we had this really great plan this morning. And it's still going to come together, we decided.
We always have really good plans.
We are nothing if not good idea fairies.
Yes.
One of us way more than the other.
Well, we got so many boxes.
Oh, actually, so many shipments. No, I actually took a whole picture of the sheer amount of them and missed one. But we had 12
different beverages show up today.
12 mocktails.
12 different canned mocktails show up.
So we had this amazing idea that we were going to try a couple, because that's what we do at The Happiest of Hours here. We try mocktails, so you don't have to. Mm-hmm.
You are welcome, by the way, because holy fuck!
So we were so excited about a few of these.
And we picked the two first one based on how excited we were.
Right. We're not going to tell you
The brand. But we will tell you that it was a canned old fashioned. And I can say that safely because multiple different canned old fashions showed up at the door today.
Yeah, and the reason we're not telling you is not because we just really are trying to save some face for these people. Because we want the companies to keep trying, but we want you to try them. I don't know what the right answer is here.
Okay, so.
we're going to come back to intros in just a minute.
We're gonna come back. We won't.
We are.
We totally will, but we won't. The reason that we aren't necessarily highlighting the bad ones is because we work really hard to highlight the good ones. Because
maybe it's growing on me.
It's the face. Your face doesn't say that it's growing on you.
Okay.
This particular one that we tried first, this old fashioned, it was bad on the first sip, and then it came back somehow and hit you again and was gross again. And then you're like, oh, I'll take a second or a third sip. Maybe this is going to get better. And yet it somehow kept getting worse and has like a secondary slap in the face as you're drinking.
Yeah, it's like it wound up and slapped you again.
Yeah, and I can't figure out how something I've already swallowed
comes back and hits you again.
But it does, and it's something that you can visually see in the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll watch you drink that. You just swallowed it, and then you have a cocktail like right after, and you're like, but it came back.
It's like, you know, you have different parts of your tongue, you know, like the tip of it is sour and the sides are, you know, like little sections. This one sits like right on the top, and it shouldn't.
and it shouldn't. It sits everywhere.
I know, but I want it to be so good.
It's pretty. Well, and it's an old fashioned. And you know what? We're going to just have to fucking do it ourselves.
Like an old fashioned.
We're going to have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to find an old fashioned that we can.
It kind of tastes like a dirty sock. I mean, try it again. Here, this tastes horrible. Try it. I'm going to try the other one.
It really does taste so bad.
But it makes this one taste so good.
Yeah, that one might not even be good. It's just that this one's so awful.
Right.
We don't usually come on here to taste the bad shit, but man, when we
we're going to try some good ones
when
here
we
in
had
a sec.
12 show up today, mm-hmm. we knew that we had to get going, and well, we did. We're recording anyway, so let's fucking dance.
Let's fucking dance. Well, they're in pretty glasses. We got our new Gatsby glasses.
This is horrible.
I know. It's just not good. I thought it was tea, but it's really not.
Not unless the tea's made out of rubber or burnt plastic.
Yeah. We're going to throw that one. We're going to not talk about that one anymore. Do we feel safe enough talking about this one?
I don't. I mean, with a lead in like that, I'm not sure that we can even do that. All right.
Cracked open two more then.
Okay.
We're going to try some two more. And in the meantime, I'm going to do our intro. Oh, you're going to try that. Yeah. We're going to try the zebra one. Do they all have zebras? No, this one has a toucan on it. Okay. Well, my name is Katie. I am the mocktail to Mox and Cox. Bridget is our cocktail to our Mox and Cox. I am sober just around 525 days or something like that. So over a year. Yeah.
It's so cool.
Bridget's like 40 some days sober now, but only because she just ended dry January.
Yeah.
And she just hasn't had a cocktail yet. So that's cool. We're taking her whatever, whenever she's ready. It's going to be great. So what does Mox and Cox do?
What don't we do?
Just a little recap. We're not going to go into this too far because hopefully you've listened to some other episodes. But if you're just joining us, Mox and Cox was started about 7 or 8 months ago. We are just outside of Madison, Wisconsin, which you'll be able to tell by our accents here soon. Mm-hmm. We have this podcast, The Happiest of Hours. We also have a subscription box that we send out with a whole bunch of different alcohol-free options. We have a blog. We have Tales Up Tuesday, where we go live from an establishment that features mocktails and alcohol-free menus.
And all of this is surrounding our message that drinkers and non-drinkers can coexist, and we can all have the same experience everywhere we go, regardless of what's in our glass. We just want to stop making it weird.
Yeah. We want to stop making the choice to drink or not drink and whatever is in your glass on any given day. Mm-hmm. If it's one day, 1 hour, 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, however long you don't want to drink alcohol for whatever reason there is, we just want to make you comfortable.
Yep. That's we want to make everything easier. And everything we do is with that in mind.
Yeah.
The subscription boxes are so that people can have that experience at home, or they can gift that experience because they're are a multitude of different reasons as to why somebody isn't drinking on any given day. And that's why we highlight different restaurants and bars who cater to everybody.
Yeah, that's our crusade.
We are on a mission to change the world. And
not a mission from God. That's a Blues Brothers reference.
Totally.
You don't know that reference? We're on a mission from God. Dan Aykroyd? Nothing?
I do know who Dan Aykroyd is.
Have you never seen the Blues Brothers? Oh,
I believe
Katie.
Oh, good. Good. 675 billion to one.
Yeah. Well, it's the Blues Brothers. Come on. Okay. Anyway, that will tell you how old I am.
Okay. I'm sure that I have seen snippets here and there when it's on TBS.
We're on a mission from God is the Blues Brothers anthem. That is.
Okay.
That's what it is.
That's great.
Yeah. How's that one?
Why don't you try it? It's chilled.
Oh.
Katie likes trying stuff warm, so.
Okay. So this is an orange old fashioned. I thought we were going to try the pretty can.
We will.
Oh, it's orangey. Oh, that's way better.
Way better.
Way better. Yep. Okay. We're going to share this one.
The reason I did it is because it is also an old fashioned.
Yes.
And so I thought if we have one that's really bad, maybe the other one's going to be really good. And since we also liked one of the other kinds that they had,
I think this is that we can share this.
I'm comfortable sharing this brand.
We're now comfortable sharing this brand.
The reason that we like old fashions is because in Wisconsin,
old fashions are a real thing around here. It's like a part of our culture.
It is, especially for like Friday night fish fries.
Yes.
Like it's, old fashions are in our blood here, especially in Wisconsin.
And so those of us that are trying to take it out of our blood. We're trying to find some new stuff. And this one, actually, so this is called Mixala She. I'm guessing it's female owned.
I wonder if it is.
We're going to look it up. And this one is called Orange Old Fashioned. And it is really good. It is good. It's got like a cherry and orange taste to it. I feel like over ice, this would be a fantastic.
Well, and an old fashioned should have cherry and orange like undertones to it. So I'm really excited by that
and
one.
This says boozy without the booze. That's their tagline. I would agree. In any case, Mixology Orange Old Fashioned. We tried the first one, which was called Tropical Smoky Margarita. It's smoky for sure. You can definitely taste the tropics. The tropics, especially because it's freezing here today.
It's always freezing here.
It's not.
It so is.
I feel like this would be really good with salt.
I think so, too. It would actually be really fun with one of those spicy salts, actually, mm-hmm. I think.
So we're going to keep trying.
This business is women-owned and led.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah. So Mixology. We're going to learn a little bit more about these guys. You'll see these in our boxes.
Absolutely.
The other one, maybe not so much.
Yeah, you might see at least one of these.
I do like the orange old fashioned.
But I would be really excited to throw some of these margarita ones in a summer box.
Mm-hmm. The orange old fashioned is fun.
Yeah, I think so.
And the cans are super pretty.
They're gorgeous.
We're going to post those today. That orange old fashioned is good.
Really good.
Mm-hmm. So that was a long process to get here, but...
It was a long process to get here. We had to try some really awful stuff to get to some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
But that's why we're here.
That's why we're doing here.
For you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So Mixology, again, we're not getting paid for these. We would love to, but we're not. We just found, I don't even remember where I found these, but I found them.
I don't even ask a lot because boxes just show up and
that's
sometimes
true.
It's safer to not know. And then I'll just say, oh,
this one's terrible. Oh. Good job.
Look, more are here.
So anyway, Mixology, we love. We will not tell you the one we don't love.
No, but we actually have. So we've tried a couple of Mixology yet today.
I think
we have three Savile. More.
Yeah. Is it Savile or Seville? You think? S-A-V-Y-L-L?
I think it's probably Seville.
Seville.
I think it's probably Seville.
Yeah.
The way that, do you want the Paloma or the Bellini?
What do you want to try?
I don't care.
Let's not do both. Let's try one.
Mm-hmm.
Paloma? Bellini.
I don't. Paloma?
Yeah, Paloma. Let's try it. Now, these are very pretty cans.
They're really pretty cans, yeah. Actually. These are classy cans.
Mm-hmm. I really love it when Bridget tries to smell stuff first before she drinks it.
Which is a terrible choice, by the way. Don't ever smell.
You don't like grapefruit. How can you like, why are we drinking Palomas?
That Paloma I like though.
Oh shit. That's good.
I know.
Oh, we should have started with this one.
I know.
Oh, that's really good.
This would be
delicious.
The reason
cold and like in a beautiful glass.
The reason that I made that face is because when I first smelled it, I was like, should we check and see if there's booze in it?
Oh, yeah, it is a little boozy.
Yeah, but
it is a non-alcoholic cocktail.
There's no booze in it. It tastes like an actual...
Inspired by Paloma.
And they did. It's inspired well.
And it's made out of London. 8.5 fluid ounces. Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course it's from London. That's why the can's so classy.
I know.
That's a gorgeous can.
Yeah. Lime juice, pink grapefruit, peach juice. Delish.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Oh, yeah. It's right out of Paul Street in London.
It's gorgeous and it tastes really good.
It does taste really good. I know a few Paloma lovers that will love that.
Yep. That one's
over ice in a Gatsby glass. It's over.
I wish we had a clean glass so we could see what color it is.
It's like a pretty grapefruit color.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Okay. Seville?
I think it's Seville. Seville Beverage Company.
Oh, that is good.
That's so good.
Try that out of the glass. Out of my Gatsby glass.
That's really good.
Oh, that's really good.
I really like that a lot.
We might have to cut the entire first part of this.
No. No, we may not. No. These people understand that you have to take the good with the bad.
Yeah. That is really good. So we're going to post that too, because pretty unbelievable. And it's gorgeous.
I bet.
So they also make a Bellini, and I think they make a gin and tonic. So we'll check that out. But you can definitely...
But we can't try them all in one day.
No. Well, we could.
We could, but...
Because there's no threat of not being able to drive.
I mean, we own them.
We own them.
I mean, they are ours. So
they are ours. They're non-alcoholic. That one has a little sugar in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That one's so good.
So I think they've got a G&T. They've got the Bellini that we ordered and this Paloma. So maybe we'll post those, but you'll be able to find these in the boxes for sure.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to highlight them because I think people should buy a box just for that.
Yeah, that was really good.
I would buy a box just for that. Also, the fact that we get all of these things shipped from all over the world so other people don't have to.
Right.
The amount of stuff that we get shipped in from Europe, and it takes forever to get to us.
I actually just threw away like a whole customs declaration form that came in the box that was like real thick.
Yeah. So I actually am pretty thankful that we can provide this kind of stuff for everybody because it's a real process to get all this stuff across the pond.
Yeah. Well, that was a win right there.
That was amazing. Yeah,
that was really great. So that took care of the first one.
I'm going to feel so classy. I know.
One of the things that we have recently been talking to people about, especially as we come into the new year and people have lots of goals and health goals and wellness goals and all the goals. All the goals. I currently have an organizing goal right now. But one of the things we've been talking about, or one of the questions that come up, is the 0.0 ABV versus 0.5 ABV, low alcohol, no alcohol. What should I be doing? What should I be drinking? What should I be looking for? So I think we'll maybe address that. We are not experts. We just
play them on TV.
We don't produce any of this stuff. We just enjoy it. So thoughts on that, Bridget?
And I think one of the other things that I would probably add into it as well is also the mood enhancers.
Yeah.
Like I think
the adaptogens,
the hemp based things, you know, with the CBD or the Delta 8s, or the Delta 9s. I think that all of that is probably in that same conversation with the 0.0 or the 0.5, or does it have bitters in it and bitters, you know, have a trace amount,
right?
Despite the fact that you're only using a dash or two. And so ultimately that amount is negligible in terms of alcohol. It doesn't have, I don't think, enough to interact with anything in your body, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not even a scientist.
We don't even play them on TV.
We don't even play them on TV. I mean, like when we record this, we are on our TV.
Yeah.
But I think that there are tons of schools of thought on that.
So many. And I would like to put a disclaimer out here that we have really no opinion on this.
I don't know that we do. Like, I mean, we like them all.
Yeah.
And I don't think that any one way is right or wrong.
Yeah, there is no right or wrong way in our eyes.
Yeah, whatever I'm you're sure comfortable with.
Yes.
Totally.
However, I think that there are people looking for a little bit of direction, maybe some advice.
Or somebody just to say it's okay.
Yeah, give me permission, tell me it's wrong, right? Like, what should I do sort of thing. And I actually had a conversation with somebody about this the other day who also is not drinking. And she was like, well, I don't really know if I should be drinking Recess or these like other mood enhancers. Actually, some of the stuff we got today is like I don't even know if mood enhancer is the right word. Like they're mood altering, I guess.
Which I almost hesitate to use that word because it's not.
I mean, a lot of them advertise as they have calming effects or they're stress relievers or stress reducers. Mm-hmm. I think some of that is just marketing. Some of it is just a way to market.
Based on the sheer amount of them that we consume, I would agree that a lot of it is marketing. Because I don't think that it has necessarily ever altered our mood.
No, I haven't really felt anything from them, I guess.
No.
Well, not enough to make a difference, for me.
Because I think, I mean...
And not like alcohol does.
Right. Like, and not even like any other substance would.
Yeah.
Even for the drinks that include some amount of CBD or some sort of adaptogen and botanicals and things of that nature, I think that there's also 8 ounces in that can.
Well, and nowhere does it say like be careful, don't operate your backhoe later.
Right.
I always love it when those warnings are on.
Because everybody thinks of, like, don't upright heavy machinery. And I always think of, like, these giant
backhoes. Yeah, like, I'm going to go out and dig my pool in the backyard.
So I guess I'm not using my forklift today.
It's weird because
I know.
They totally mean cars, right?
And I actually didn't realize that until, like, last year. And because every time I read it, I was like, man, they must think a lot of factory workers drink this.
At work.
At work.
Right. I mean, I think it's just a way to not say car, so people still drive, I guess. I'm not sure if that's the right word. One of the conversations, and I'm going to hesitate to get too deep here, but one of the conversations we had is, if you are no longer drinking, are you still looking for, like, a high if you're drinking, like, a mood enhancer?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I think that's a personal preference, mm-hmm. or like a personal, why are you getting sober, or why are you not drinking anymore? And if you're still looking for a, well, I'll just use myself as an example. Yes. Yes. I'll use myself.
But enough about me.
Well, shut up.
No, go on. Tell us about you.
I'm using myself as an example because I don't want to put words in anybody else's mouth.
Mm. Mm.
And I also like to talk about myself.
And this is a really comfortable spot.
And it's really comfortable for me to talk about myself.
I cannot tell you how much I know about me.
I am an expert. I am an expert in this field. Anyway, I am sort of high on life, so I don't really need another substance to alter my mood. However, I kind of like the idea of, like, these drinks being out here to, like, calm me down, or like something super innocent that I can just be like, hey, let's chill out by a fire, or chill out before I go to bed and read a book or whatever. But I don't feel the need to, like, alter my mood anymore in the way that I used to. So I'm not seeking out CBD drink or a Delta 8 or 9 or a adaptogen drink. Like, I don't really care if it's got it in it. Cool. But, like, I'm not seeking that out. I'm seeking out another mood lifter or changer or whatever. And there are some people, I think, probably that are trying to avoid that because it might be triggering. I don't think there's enough in these things to make a real difference. But if it bothers you, don't drink them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it really just, like, I don't know about that. Or, for instance, the 0.0 versus the 0.5. Right or wrong, mm-hmm. if you really feel like a trace amount of alcohol is really going, which, by the way, they're putting, like, 0.5 in there, which is not even a,
right.
I don't know, like, it's right. traces.
Yeah, it's, well, it's and, not it's, enough and it's, to, and it's not by, like, volume.
You're right.
And so I think that there is a lot more liquid than people think. But one thing I would add to that, in addition.
My high on life statement?
Yeah. Yeah. Just an extra bonus beyond the high on life part. Because you're not necessarily looking to supplement what you had removed. But right. some people might be, and that's the reason. Not necessarily for those, but, like, people who don't drink alcohol anymore and aren't drinking fully leaded beer are often turning to, like, an Athletic Brewing or an Untitled Art or something like that, and they have, like, a 0.5 whatever. And what that kind of reminds me of is, like, people who go keto. Well, you're not allowed to have necessarily all these bread and carbs and things, but you are allowed to have stevia and monk fruit and, you know, carb-free tortillas and things like that. And isn't that almost the same thing? Like, you are, you know, supplementing for something that you didn't used to have. So for, you know, people who went keto, they still want the experience of having a taco in a tortilla. They come up with, you know, keto bread for their grilled cheese. They're, you know, they're having that alternative in the same way that I think that it's totally normal to want to have a non-alcoholic beer. And the 0.5 isn't going to hurt you any more than the one or two carbs that are in the low carb tortillas versus the 25 carbs that are in a fully breaded.
From somebody who really fucking hates puns. A fully breaded bread.
I really fucking hate puns, but I went from fully leaded alcohol.
Did you write that down?
I didn't.
It was so good, though.
I know. I will. I mean, I'll write it down now, and then I'm going to come back and I'll listen to this a few more times and laugh at my own joke. But I do. I think that those are kind of like whenever you cut something out, people are inherently looking for something to replace fill it. That.
Yeah.
I
think this goes back to your amazing philosophy that I still am trying to grasp is the magic is in the middle, right? The magic is in the gray.
Yeah.
And
the all or nothing is really, really hard.
That's really what we're talking about
here.
And
the all or nothing, you know, these people who have created all of these non-alcohol drinks have worked really, really hard to ensure that they don't have any levels in them that are going to impact your sobriety.
Right. It's the whole point.
That's the whole point. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But the 0.5 versus 0.0, for instance, a 75 harder, right? So 75 hard is 2 45-minute workouts a day, no alcohol. You have to follow a diet for 75 days. You know, it's a thing, right? It's a very specific group of rules in order to complete the 75-day hard challenge. Mm-hmm. Does no alcohol mean 0.5 ABV? I guess that's up to you.
Yeah,
right.
I think you have to make that decision for you because if that counts, if you are concerned that that amount impacts your body, then yeah,
or
for you
impacts your mind.
But
you can't get over it because it's so black and white for you. Then by all means, take the 75 days without it.
Right, but that's kind of the difference between keto and dirty keto, right?
Yeah.
Like the people who allow themselves, you know,
cream in their coffee in the morning.
Right. Instead of the whole stick of butter. Yeah. No, it's tricky. It's a real decision making process, I tell you. But yeah, I think that that's exactly it. Like dirty keto. Well, there's still wheat in the low carb tortillas. Does that count then? Or are you still on keto?
Well, right. And can you live that way?
No,
can you sustain it
for 75 days?
Yeah.
But like, the rigidity of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at you with that word. Dang.
I'm not even 100% confident in it, but with how rigid that would be, I think that there's a real risk in that all or nothing world.
Yeah. That
perfectionist attitude. And so if you didn't get it perfect, then you're not going to do it at all. And I think that there's such real value in all of these tools that I think I would probably allow myself to use them because the big thing is you decided that you're going to not drink alcohol for that day, that week, that month, that year. Awesome.
Yeah.
If that is the case, then I would use all of the tools I could at my disposal.
Yeah.
To get there.
Especially because for most people, it's not that easy.
No, it's fucking hard.
I mean, it's just not that
quitting,
easy.
Like, quitting whether anything or not is
you
hard.
Have a physical, right? Quitting anything is hard for sure. But like, whether or not you can pick it up, put it down, you know, swipe it left, swipe it right, whether or not you can do any of that, it doesn't really matter if like society also has such a hold on this. Like culture that it's still hard to put down.
And they need to back off.
Society as a whole, back the fuck off.
Fuck off, society. Leave people be.
But at the same time, we have this ability to use some of these tools, I think, that will be so helpful.
Yeah. Like,
they're just helpful.
They are. They're wonderful.
Also, also take some responsibility for yourself. If you want to drink the 0.5 athletic beer, drink the fucking NA beer.
Eat the cookie.
Eat the cookie.
Because, and this is actually one of my favorite things that Katie has brought up, is you only have so much willpower in a day. And you have to be very mindful of what you're using it on.
Yeah.
And especially for people who are doing programs like that. Like,
and there are no credit cards for willpower.
There aren't. I mean, there aren't. And
there are.
And there aren't. And to have a really black and white view of your day makes it really hard to have any sort of wiggle room in there. And so if you only have so much willpower in a day and you're doing one of these programs where, you know, you've already worked out twice, 45 minutes hard, and you're also then not having this and not having that and not having this, the last thing that I would want to focus on is whether or not I was allowed the 0.0 or the 0.5 or allowed to have an adaptogen.
Or to worry about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, that for me, I had a golf coach who has since passed on, but was brilliant in teaching me, you know, my regular fundamentals. I started him when I was a really little kid and had him all the way through high school. And he would teach us that as soon as you didn't have to think about your swing anymore, that's when it's good. And as long as you don't have to think about it, you know, if I'm thinking about every part of my backswing, that isn't going to come right.
Right.
And so if these folks have to think about every single part of their day, something's not going to go right.
Right.
And so you want to be able to swing away.
Right.
And, you know, use everything at your disposal to swing away.
Well, and think about all the energy that you're spending, the energy and the time and the willpower kind of muscle that you're worrying about something like this when you're also trying to do all of the other things. I mean, there's just so much stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. I actually was in one of my sober groups the other day, and one of the girls who was, I can't remember how far along she was. I think she was like 15 days sober, maybe. And she decided she was also going to give up Diet Coke. This was on Monday.
Yep.
She was worried about this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
She had already given up alcohol for 2 weeks. Felt really, really good about it. Decided on Monday that she was no longer going to drink Diet Coke. So anybody who has given up alcohol and has not replaced it with some other beverage, whether it be a club soda or whatever, or coffee, but like to also give up Diet Coke, Diet Coke's kind of a big deal to most people. I think I'm talking to a Diet Coke drinker right now.
Yeah.
I know some other Diet Coke drinkers that if you took that away from them, it would be a real problem. So well, she
it's
just
like taking coffee away from you.
Yeah, that would be silly.
I mean,
yeah,
it's one of the few joys.
I only have so many joys in life.
It's one of my few joys of my morning. I am not a morning person. You're going to take my coffee away?
Right. So this poor girl decides that, so she's 15 days sober, super proud of herself, and decides that she's going to go on and she's going to take out Diet Coke from her life. And she's got her first wedding to go to on Friday night. And she's already worried about what she's going to drink on Friday night because she's not going to have Diet Coke. I responded, drink the fucking Diet Coke.
Yep. Because what's more important?
Well, what's going to happen is there's going to be alcohol flowing everywhere at that wedding.
And so you've only been sober for 2 weeks. You only have so much amount of willpower in your day.
In that day. And she's already worried about it on Monday for Friday.
Eat the cookie.
Eat the fucking cookie.
Yeah.
Right? Like if we're worried about that, just be careful. I'm into everybody trying to make better versions of themselves. And if Diet Coke is a problem for you and you want to give it up, that's fine. But we don't need to be like putting all the vices on the chopping block at the same exact time.
No. It's just not a sustainable model.
I know. And nobody likes to hear that. I did not like to hear it either.
Nobody likes to hear that.
I wanted to do Whole 30 and 75 hard and I wanted to do all that shit. But I also, that fuck it button was so close for me all the time and I just hit it.
And you have a bit of that perfectionist streak in you.
What?
And you also have, go on. No, start over. Slow down.
Slow down.
You're also super black and white.
What?
Inherently.
What? Yes.
Start over.
Yeah.
You know you are.
I know.
And so it's for people that have that particular trait, it's really hard to be like, it's okay.
Yeah. Progress over perfection.
Yeah, it's okay.
I know. But I'm getting so much better.
You're doing great.
Well, it's taken me like a good 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, truly, you're doing great at it, but
It is a practice, though. It is.
And we talk about it a lot.
We do talk about it a lot.
Because it comes up a lot. And there's a lot, because if that is your, that's inherently the way that your brain works, which it's not for me.
Right.
I don't have that black and white.
I love that for you.
I love that journey for you. Because I don't have that, then we spend a lot of time working through stuff. Because
okay,
because we'll have very different ways we view some of this stuff in particular, because we don't come at it from the same angle.
Right. It's fascinating.
It is.
And it's great. Like, we are such a yin and yang, but
we are. But Dry January was actually one of those for us that we, and I think we even recorded it and put it out to the world. Like, we came at that from such different perspectives.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example for the world and how differently we operate that way.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, the black and white thinking is super good for me. Right.
No, it is. I mean, for you,
it's how I stay sober.
Yeah.
It's just easier for me to say no, absolutely not. Because if I had one, it's a very slippery slope for me. I know this. I've known it for years. It's a very slippery slope. So that has always been very, like, that part of it, that no for me, has always been really beneficial. And I know other people like that. Mainly some of my family members are like that. And it's helpful to have that yes or no mentality. And it's how we get a lot of stuff done, right? It's also how we operate in really positive ways in our lives as well. But this, like, very rigid, if I don't work out every single day or for 75 days in a row, or, you know, we can get really bogged down in those, like, statistics and analytics and all the numbers and the streaks and all of that stuff. And what I've discovered in my sobriety is if I skip a day working out, I just can get up and do it the next day. And I never had that when I was drinking. If I skipped a day, I skipped 6 months.
Yep, it was all or nothing.
It was over until I got the motivation back to do it again. And then I would set myself up again and I would do all the same things. And inevitably I'd miss one day of a walk because it was fucking 20 below out and I would be tired or cold or whatever. And then I would hit the fucking button and it was all over. And I'm just not, like, in some ways I'm still there. I will tell you right now, if I hit the fucking button on my drinking, it would be over. Right? Like, I don't have any fear of doing that. But I know myself well enough to know that I would, like, moderation is not in my
vernacular.
Like, moderation in a lot of things is not there, but some of the things I'm starting to realize are more moderate than I've allowed them to be in the past. You don't look like you believe me.
No, I genuinely love the all in on a lot of stuff part of that. Like, that is go big or go home, you know?
It's fun to watch, I'm sure.
Totally. Oh, you're just along for the ride.
Come on, get in. Get in.
Here we go. Yeah, but that's a real thing for you. And I can't necessarily relate to that part of it. I'm not black or white. For the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know anything that I am particularly black or white on. So the all or nothing part of it is hard for me to kind of grasp, but I do think it's brilliant.
For me, since I've quit drinking, I've just been able to give myself a lot more grace.
Yeah.
And other people a lot more grace, which, to be very honest, a lot of times my fuck it button would come from the outside, right? Like, somebody would do something or I wouldn't be able to deal with their, you know, it was never about them. It was always about me.
Right.
But something would put me over the edge. And I've just been able to give people more grace and myself more grace. Like, that wasn't fucking perfect. I guess I just learned from that. Now I'm moving on.
That gray is so magic that way, though.
The grace or the gray?
Look at you. We're going to write that down.
The grace or the gray?
Because it is. There's a lot of grace in gray.
And so much gray in grace.
Like, there, It's getting weird now.
No, it's not. No, it's so
but
good. It's,
but that's true.
It is.
It's true. That's why I say that that's where the magic happens, because all of the growth comes in gray.
It does. I would agree. It's just hard for me to be there.
No, totally. But
look at, and I'm also wearing so much gray.
And you're also really holding on tight right now.
To the gray blanket.
It's okay. We're okay. It's okay. But for you, like that, the black and white is what has made part of that successful.
Absolutely.
The gray is where it continues to progress.
And be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Be pretty fun.
Yeah. Because that's where all of that growth happens.
I know.
That's where all the understanding.
But also, like,
and all of the forgiveness.
Here's a real good example. Yesterday, I ran 20 minutes straight.
Yeah.
This was very exciting for me. It's been over a decade since I've done that. At 10 minutes, did I think about taking a break?
Sure.
Sure I did.
Sure.
Absolutely. But I was like, oh, I will hit the fuck it button if I get off this treadmill right now. I will not come back and run tomorrow if I don't finish this 20 minutes right now.
Oh.
So I've got some work to do still.
Okay.
But I also made it the 20 minutes. Like, it was sort of that mind over matter versus...
You were just going to give up on that whole program.
Oh, yeah. I would have.
The whole thing. The whole 5K program.
Baby out with the bathwater and all.
But you've been working on it for weeks.
Almost six, as a matter of fact.
No, I know.
I think maybe I would have gotten back, but it's what kept me going, is because I knew that possibly if I quit, if I got off that treadmill and didn't, like, took a drink of water, which is totally acceptable. Like,
sure is. In the middle of a run, you're allowed to
step to the side.
Yeah, you're allowed to stop for a moment.
Yep.
And I take a sip.
I knew that if I didn't have that 20-0-0, that it would have been a struggle for me to come back. I mean, even get back on the treadmill for the final 10 minutes.
No. My concern isn't that you wouldn't have gotten back on yesterday.
Oh.
My concern is that you wouldn't go back at all.
I know.
Like, that's hard for me. And
baby out with the bathwater. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I know. We got to stop throwing babies out with bathwater.
I gotta say, if somebody's out there and can make an illustration of a baby out with the bathwater, I will have it printed on t-shirts. And my sister will also wear it because she thinks it's hilarious.
We gotta stop throwing babies out with bathwater.
I don't have any way to prove it because I did finish and I'm going back tomorrow.
No, totally.
I don't have
know enough to know that that's still buried deep inside you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know,
it might not be forever.
No, because I do think that there's a ton of progress that has been made in that arena, that you say progress over perfection way more often than anybody else. So I feel like you're trying to convince yourself that it's in there.
I mean, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it.
Most times you got to fake it till you make
it. Right. So I figure if I just keep saying progress over perfection, even with an eye roll, it's still getting into my bones.
I wish y'all could see the eye roll that the rest of us see so many times a day.
I don't even know I do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And some of them, like, you like that. Oh God, she fucking says that too. Like, she won't even know that she's done it. And I know that you, like, it would have physically hurt. sometimes she rolls her eyes so hard, you know that it hurt. And she's like, nah, I didn't roll my eyes at you. No, you fucking did. And I are you
hear
bleeding?
It in your voice.
Yeah, like, are you bleeding? Like, are your eyes bleeding?
I mean, I can't help it that I wear my heart on my sleeve too.
Oh, that's what that is. That's heart. I didn't realize that the eye roll came from a place of love. My mistake.
I mean, sometimes. Sometimes when you need correction. It's like that drink sometimes, that just comes back and smacks you.
Yes.
In any case.
In any case. We digress.
We do.
What were we talking about?
0.0 versus 0.5. We're back.
We really took a journey on that.
We didn't, though. I think 0.0 is the black and white and 0.5 is the gray.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Having said that, there are some 0.0s out there.
And I do think that there is a place for understanding the 0.0 part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that we have to allow for that to be valid too.
Yeah.
Like there's whole, like, that's okay. If that's where you're at, by all means. If that's where you're,
right. So I think
I don't want people to have to explain that to people any more than
Oh my God, like, we're already explaining enough.
Like, I don't want any, like, I would like everybody to just stop having to explain anything.
Oh, I don't have to explain my black and white thinking anymore.
No, you do. You have a lot you're of explaining to do.
I just think, if you are trying not to drink alcohol, it is hard enough to then try to also decide between 0.0 and 0.5. However, if it bothers you, there is no need to drink a 0.5. There's plenty of 0.0 stuff
absolutely,
out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? In fact, we might be surrounded by dozens of them at the moment.
Right.
Like there are loads of 0.0 in here. That we can point to on any given day, and perhaps we should. I'm happy to make a little bit of a note just so that people know that they exist, that there's nothing. In fact, one of the absolutely terrible ones that we had this morning has absolutely nothing. We won't highlight that one, but there are loads of 0.0 out there.
We're gonna find some information on this.
Yeah.
Not right this second.
No, but I think that I think we would be happy to post a blog post for that.
Yes, absolutely. Like, what is the difference between 0.0 and 0.5? And why does it bother me, basically?
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the title of it.
You guys can expect a 0.0 blog post from us just so that we can kind of give that information out.
Yeah, because I think it's something that is enough of a question, because when you're coming into this brand new, whether you're like you've never taken a break before, or you're taking a break on a Tuesday, or whatever choice you're making around no longer drinking alcohol, whether it's for a day or for a week or a month or a year or forever, you do have to take some responsibility for what you do, right? Like,
yeah.
Be confident in it's okay if somebody comes up to you and says, well, you're not really sober because you're drinking a 0.5. You send them my direction. Like, I cannot handle that.
No, but you've had to.
I have. And we're not going to talk about that.
No, but you do have experience in that. That has come up. That's,
right,
and that's,
but if you're new to this, it's hard.
For me. And so that's actually funny. So you have had to have that exact conversation. You've had to explain that for yourself, which is bullshit. But until you did that, I didn't even know that there was a difference.
Which part?
The 0.0, the 0.5.
Oh.
I assumed that all non-alcoholic beers were non-alcoholic beers.
Yes.
Because they are.
Well, you have 0.5.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Which the fact that you have ever had to explain that is super obnoxious, because for the most part in the world, nobody would ever consider that, because a non-alcoholic beer is a non-alcoholic beer, and good on you for drinking that.
Right. I mean, that's part of the reason is our society is also like glommed onto this.
Right.
If you're not perfect.
Right.
You're not perfect.
Right. Yeah.
And fuck off.
Fuck off. Fucking society. I tell you.
I mean, who is you, this society?
I would like to speak to their manager.
Really? You are no longer employee of the month.
I mean, truly, the fact that it's not bad enough that you have to explain whether or not you're drinking anymore.
Yeah, but also,
now you also have to explain the difference between the fucking minutiae of a 0.0 versus a 0.5.
Hey, Bitters has alcohol in it.
Yeah, no shit. like the absolute like ridiculousness of having to explain any of that. Yeah. So as it is, just be fucking cool.
Just be fucking cool. I mean, it'd be like somebody going up to you and be like, well, I saw that you're trying to be caffeine free, but did you know that green tea has caffeine in it?
Right.
Like, okay.
Although that did remind me of the time that I found out that the Crooked Marker had a bunch of caffeine in it. And
yes,
been,
but you were not trying to give up caffeine at the time.
Was not. Still am not. But I didn't know. And I was like, why are you pounding Crooked Markers at 9 o'clock?
And then you wonder why you can't sleep.
It's not bad enough that I'm loaded with alcohol, but I also drink my weight in caffeine.
So your body's like, what the fuck? Up or down or up or down. It's like a Stairmaster.
Then they threw me this way. Then they threw me that way.
Go go up, go up, go up.
It's a real fucking journey I'm on.
Stay down, stay down. It is like one of those stair steppers at the gym. Really, like, you're not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
We're going up the down escalator. Yeah. That's what Crooked Marker is like.
That's what Crooked Marker is. You're just going up the down escalator. It's a real trip, I tell you. I mean, and the worst part is like, I didn't even know I was doing it. You know, when you're drinking vodka Red Bulls, you know you're doing it. And I'm actually pretty sure that Red Bulls say don't mix with alcohol on the can.
For sure. But those rules don't apply to me.
But so, like, it's way better than drinking vodka Red Bulls. But I had no idea that my favorite non-bubbly alcoholic tea was loaded. And that's the best part. Like, it's fucking tea. And I'm like, what? It has caffeine in it?
Except tea has caffeine.
How did this happen?
But also, let's go back. And somebody else pointed it out to you. Like...
Do you even know?
Like,
hey, dummy.
I don't know why I can't sleep every time I leave 1909.
Have you thought about the fact that you drink a case of those? It actually had never occurred to me. No, thank you. No,
but thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. How is your sleep, Bridget?
It's annoying. It's annoying,
good.
You know?
It's good.
It's really, really good. I'm curious to see how it will play out after the weekend.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. I'm not using any of the words that you use for it because I don't think it's that. But like, I am dreaming so much and it's so detailed. And
like, do you like the dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No, none nightmares right now.
Have you always, you said you've always dreamt.
Yeah,
about, right?
I'm like a dreamer. Yeah.
Which is good. It means I'm sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. Good job. Yeah. I've always been a dreamer. So that part isn't unusual. The length and the detail in them is
weird, but cool.
And noticeably. So that's the weird part and super obnoxious. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's super obnoxious because I never.
Oh,
I'm not going to gloat. No, it's
not that.
I'll just
sit here and
it's not that. I'm trying to figure.
I'll just sit here and knead my gray. You really do not want to give this to me. I can see it in your face.
Well, so I never would have imagined that I had enough alcohol in my body or build up or drank as much as apparently I had. To have an actual altered sleep because of it. Because as you know, I'm kind of one of those take it or leave it drinkers. Like I can go days. Like I don't drink every day. But when I drink, I do. And so, but I don't think that I ever thought that I would have had enough built up in me to alter anything in my body.
Yeah, I don't think that's a surprise. I'm pretty sure we talked about it at the beginning of January.
Did we?
Oh, yeah, where you were okay. Like, I don't think I'm going to see any, like, I don't think I have enough in my system to see any really major.
Yeah, and you were pretty confident that I did and that I would.
It wasn't that I thought you had enough alcohol.
No,
I think it's just such a small trace amount that makes such a difference.
Yeah, but you were right. So, like, you were very confident that there would be a change because having it at all. And then not having it is I think the change maker. So I was pretty surprised that it is that different and that I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, well, I haven't even been like watching TV to fall asleep.
Was that normal?
Yeah. And like normally I would at least, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it there.
Yeah. But you're going to sleep without the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
No matter how you got there, I'm happy for you. Because it, I mean, I like I said, it's a win-win-win.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you get to be right.
But also, you are getting good sleep.
Yeah.
And that is significant.
Yeah.
Also, it continues to get better only because like now your body is completely clear of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just like... You might have gone 7 or 10 or 12 days without it.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't have the chance to get out before you do it again.
Right.
Which that's just normal, right? Like it's normal social drinking, normal life, right? Yeah, like for sure. Up or down, whatever. But like now that you've given your body time to clear it out and then also work on something else, all that sleep. I know it's frustrating.
It's super frustrating. It's frustrating because
that the good thing can be that frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah. It's frustrating to know.
And you can't unknow. Well, here's the other thing is I asked you if you had a drink last night and you were like, no, I wanted to sleep.
Wow. I don't know that you needed to rat me out to the entire country, but
I'm not ratting you out. But also, I think halfway through, maybe when we talked about this in our 4 hours of dry January that we talked about, you did say that you already knew that you didn't sleep well. A while ago, you said you didn't sleep well. You just knew that.
Yeah.
And it was just part of
that part is a change. Like I used to sleep very, very well. Like I'm a sleeper. I slept like through the night, day one from the hospital. My parents had to check on me.
I love that.
I love that
for your parents.
Yeah. They did too. Because that's the kind of sleeper that I am. And so for the last while, I just haven't been. And this is so annoying.
But it's so good.
Yeah, but, well.
I know, but you can't unknow.
I know. It's just going to be too bad.
You're right. It is just bye-bye sleep. Sorry. Well, this was a very, very lovely episode to do with you today, Bridget.
This was fun. This was a good episode. This was fun. I liked, despite the fact that, you know, I'm nervous about how my sleep may or may not change, and despite the fact that Katie's still very, very black and white in her head.
We're going to still talk about that probably forever.
Forever. But either way, this has been fun, and we're very excited to continue trying all of the non-alcoholic drinks on your behalf. We have at least 10 more to go today.
We're going to post a lot of these, though, because I think that Paloma was amazing. The Mixology, we've got 4 or 5 more flavors to try.
Yeah, and they're all just so colorful and happy. We've got some
Crisp and Crude to try.
Yeah, I don't think we've tried those yet.
Right.
And, but we have to talk about how amazing the Seville is.
Yeah. That was really good.
It's really good.
We're going to try
really happy.
Yeah, we're going to try the Bellini next.
Yeah.
But the 0.0, 0.5 discussion did come from someone that follows us and listens to us and wanted us to talk about it, which means that we would love to hear if you have other questions. If any of you have any questions or would like us to research something, or you don't feel like doing it yourself, or you don't know what the right answer is about something, we probably don't either, but we will definitely give you our opinion.
We probably don't either, but we definitely will come up with something to say.
If you are looking for us, you can find us on Instagram at Mox and Cox, Facebook Mox.cox.
You can probably just use us in the search bar, though.
Yeah, you could probably just look for Mox and Cox there. This podcast is called The Happiest of Hours. I think sometimes we forget to say that.
Oh, yeah.
We do find it to be the happiest of our hours.
Yes, for sure. We genuinely love doing it. It makes us very happy.
It does. We would love to hear anything, any feedback. If your spirit guides you, you could certainly give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Bridget's iHeartRadio. One of the subjects we are going to broach soon for Love Month is dating sober.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. We've had that come up quite a bit.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know if we'll have the right answers, but we're going to look around and find some people.
Experts. We don't know if we have them, but we're definitely going to give them.
Speaking of experts, we also have some guests coming up.
We do.
Which are going to be great.
Excited.
So, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.